This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Hello. Today I want to talk to you about a question we get quite a bit, and especially right now, is should I delay deductions? So why is that coming up right now? Well, a lot of people are working on 2020 tax planning. And as we go through the 2020 tax filing season through most of 2021, people debate, do I take deductions now or do I hold on to them for the future? And the reason for that is at the end of 2020, Joe Biden was elected president. At the same time, the Democrats took control of the Senate and maintained control of the House. So most people know that Democrats tend to like higher tax rates than Republicans. So one of the things that comes up is, as a planning opportunity, do I take deductions under the tax rates imposed by the Republicans over the last few years, or do I hold on to those deductions until tax rates potentially go up under a Democratic administration? And that's something people struggle with quite a bit. And when is it the right answer? And for a lot of people, it's not a clear-cut situation. It's not just do this or do that type situation. We have to think about a lot of things that go into this. It's not just simply what reduces my tax liability, but it's also what are the other risk factors that I need to consider. So for example, this is all a timing issue. So if I'm taking a deduction today and we have an inflationary pressure, either because of COVID stimuluses, either through the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021, which had a $900 billion stimulus, or if we're talking about the CARES Act, which had billions of dollars in stimulus, does that create some type of inflationary pressure which lowers the spending power of those future deductions? So let me give you a couple examples just to think about it. So let's just say that we have $1 million in deductions. Let's say that it's at a 35% tax rate right now based on current tax rates. So you're looking at about $350,000 in cash flow when you take those deductions. But let's say I can hold on to those deductions for a couple of years, or I can take them now. So if I take them now, they're worth $350,000. Now let's say I hold on to them for 2 years, and my tax rate goes from 35% to 39%. That means in 2 years, the cash value of those is $390,000. But what someone has to consider is, what could I have done with that $350,000 over the last couple of years? Could I have used it to pay down debt? Could I have just reinvested it? Or even if I did nothing with it, is the spending power of cash in a few years, even if I get more cash, worth less? For example, if I had gotten, somebody had come up to me and offered me $100 20 years ago, yet I could get $120 today, well, that $100 20 years ago obviously would have been the better deal because the spending power was more, but also I could have reinvested it or done something else. So let's just go through the math. Now, typically, if we're just looking at reinvesting, in my example of a tax rate going up from 35% to 39%, you would need to make about 5 to 6% on an investment just to break even. So let's say I just reinvested and I'm just looking at what an investment. You're looking at about a 5 to 6% investment rate. And that's assuming a 4% jump in tax rates, which is a relatively large amount. Now, if we just say, well, what about the spending power? It's actually similar. You talk about discount rates there. So if we talk about a 5% discount rate, $390,000 in 2 years is really only worth about $350 in today's dollars. And that's just because the buying power drops over time. And that's would get worse if inflation hit hard or something else. So those are two different ways of looking at it. The other thing that people need to think about is they need to think about the opportunity to potentially pay down debt. And that's where it really expands. So let's say I have money today and I can pay down debt. Well, right now, especially if I can put that in an early stage of a loan, I can pay down the debt before I get hit with a lot of the interest payments. And then the numbers start going up significantly. And so we've got to balance all those different situations. But that's just one aspect of it. The other thing we have to think of is the old adage, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. I know today that I can take these deductions. I know what they're worth based on my tax rate today. What I don't know is what my tax rate's going to be in a few years. I can speculate that it might go up. I can assume business is going to go well. But none of those things are guaranteed. And that's something that we've seen in the past. I remember back when Barack Obama was elected president, and this was back in 2008, and I had a number of people come up to me and say, I'm going to hold on to my deductions for a couple of years until tax rates go up. Because the assumption was tax rates were going to go up and it was going to require that businesses had more deductions to offset that. Well, two things happened. Number one, the Great Recession continued and it lasted longer than a lot of people expected, and businesses didn't necessarily need deductions because their taxable income was lower. Secondly, tax rates didn't go up anywhere near as quickly as people thought. It took till 2013 for tax rates to go up on top marginal tax rates. And so now there were other changes there, other adjustments, but that's something people need to consider is I know how much I can get today. I don't necessarily know for the future. Now, as a business owner, you might know that I can make money if I have money. And that's the other thing to consider is right now I'm recording this in 2021, in early 2021, when people are still recovering from the COVID epidemic. And that's not done yet, and it won't be done for a while. So what does that do? Does it create buying opportunities? Well, obviously, having cash today puts me in a better position if I want to access those buying opportunities as I move through. So if I can go out and acquire a property, let's say retail sector. Retail sector and restaurant sector has been hit pretty hard by COVID. Does that mean there might be buying opportunities in those sectors if I'm a real estate investor? Therefore, I want to make sure I pull out my as much cash as I can out of my tax return today to go after those buying opportunities. So it's a very difficult situation to assume that holding on to deductions is going to be a better opportunity in the future. Now, there's one more thing as we're going through the 2020 tax return that we need to consider. As part of the CARES Act, they added in this little provision called NOL carrybacks. And what an NOL carryback says is if I have a loss, I can carry that back for a certain period of time. And what they did is they created a 5-year NOL carryback under the CARES Act. So a 5-year NOL carryback, what that means is if I have an NOL, and it's only for 18, 19, and 2020 returns. So let's say I'm doing my 2020 return, and I create a loss on my 2020 return. I get to carry that loss back and use it to offset taxes from tax returns 5 years ago. So 5 years prior, that means I'm carrying it back to 2015. I use as much of that deduction as I can in 2015. Any additional deductions go into 2016. I use as much as I can 16, so on and so forth. Well, what does that mean? Well, first let's look at tax rates. What was the corporate tax rate back in 2015? It was 35%. What is the corporate tax rate proposal under Joe Biden's tax plan? Is 28%. If I can carry a corporate loss back to 2015, I'm going to be taking it at a higher tax rate than even Joe Biden has proposed. Now, if I look at the personal top marginal tax rates, Joe Biden's actually, his proposals include going back to Obama-era rates prior to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which means it's the same tax rate in 15, 16, and 17 as he's proposing to do in the future. So even if Joe Biden is able to hit all of his tax policies that he proposed on the campaign trail, a company that can pull back losses from 2020 into prior years is better off maximizing those losses on the 2020 return and then going back and opening up those prior returns. Now, I will tell you, you have to be careful with NOLs. There's other things that can interact. If you've got foreign tax credits, if you've got other issues, you've got to be careful with using those, some state tax issues. But in general, pulling those in is going to be a good thing. And this is not a new type of provision on tax returns. This is something that's been around before. It was actually NOL carrybacks. You were allowed to carry back up to 2 years prior to the TCJA, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act eliminated NOL carrybacks. And this is just a provision in the CARES Act to bring it back over a short period of time. But that means that you'll be able to utilize this. So that's something that people need to balance as well. Can I offset that risk of that tax rates going up by taking my deductions against similar tax rates right now? And these are all things companies need to balance. 2020 is going to be a confusing year for a lot of people, or 2021, I should say, as they're going through their 2020 tax filing. Because how do I balance the potential for tax rates going up with the real economic risks that we're seeing as the company, and not only just the country, recovers from COVID, but the globe recovers from COVID? And there's a lot of things businesses are going to need to look at doing as they look at these recoveries. But typically and historically, holding on to deductions is a bad thing. And this is something we've known for a long time. You look at it, do I want to take payment today for something I'm going to do 2 years from now? Most likely you will want to take that payment as soon as possible to get that cash into your system. And these are all things that we need to make sure that clients and CPA firms are looking at. One of the main ways that we look at accelerating deductions is through cost segregation studies. Most of you that are listening to this know that this is something I've been doing for years. And I remember back when I first started, back in the late 90s, doing cost segregation studies, my boss used to refer to cost segregation studies as a way to get an interest-free loan from the government. So in other words, I get my money now, I don't pay interest for it. Now, we were sitting in front of a client, and the client said, no, it's not. It's not an interest-free loan from the government. If I don't do a cost segregation study, I'm giving the government an interest-free loan. And that's an important way to look at it, is whether tax rates go up or down, whether they stay stagnant, whether your business income goes up or down, a key question that a lot of people need to ask is, do I want to give the government a loan to hold on to my money over the long term? And most people are going to say no. The other thing, like I said, that we need to balance is that potential for inflation. Most economists are not projecting high levels of inflation, but there is that concern as we keep putting stimuli into the economy that inflation will eventually hit. We had the CARES Act, which was one of the largest stimulus packages ever passed. And then late in 2020, we had the Consolidated Appropriations Act, which included $1.4 trillion of budgetary spending. That was not stimulus spending. That was just budgetary spending, plus $900 billion worth of stimulus. Total bill was $2.3 trillion. That $900 billion worth of stimulus was additional stimulus. The expectation is that Joe Biden's administration will be pushing for more stimulus, and it will still be needed to get through the remainder of the COVID crisis, and then to rebuild once COVID is done. Well, does that mean that then eventually the economy will get overheated with the stimulus and create some type of inflation? If so, pulling cash out now as well is not a bad idea, because then you can invest in hedges against inflation. And so depending on how a company sees the future, having the ability to hold on to cash right now is typically never a bad thing. These are just some of the things that we want to balance as we're going through the 2020 tax filing season. It's not always going to be the right answer, but it's a conversation, just simply just eliminating this and going and saying, oh, always hold on to deductions is probably the wrong answer. There's not a right or wrong, but we do want to have these conversations. I appreciate everybody logging on. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I look forward to talking to you all in the future. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuire on the Wire at McGuireSponsel.com.